Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, it's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Great to be here.
Great to be here on a, what do you call it, Super Tuesday. That's right. It's a Super Tuesday because I get to talk with Marcus Fleming.
Dude, I'm working it as best as I can. Here's the problem.
You want to spit bucket?
Here's the problem. No. Here's the problem. When you've been sick, they tell you not to have dairy because it just makes more of that stuff. And I waited the whole weekend without having any dairy. And yesterday I overdid it with the. I went crazy with the Cheese Whiz, man. Yesterday I went crazy with the. I had mac and cheese.
I was gonna say I don't think Cheese Whiz is actually cheese.
It's a rap lyric, Lonzo. Okay. I wasn't. Yeah, I went right. Crazy with cheese yesterday. I had mac and cheese. I had Cheetos yesterday, so it's no.
I don't think Cheetos are dairy either, but that's.
There's real milk in there, man. There's real cheese in there. It's not good. Yeah. Okay. You don't think that's real? Okay.
I don't think there's real milk or cheese in Cheetos.
It is time for the Blue Ridge Law Firm Injury Report, our daily injury report from your blue collar attorneys, which you can reach that will protect your wages at 298-0000. Lonzo, what is your all time worst sports injury?
I had to have complete knee reconstruction, and I took a head to the knee. My knee shattered into three big pieces and a bunch of other ones and shredded every single ligament underneath it.
Yeah, this is the part of the show where you look very masculine and I look less so. Fortunately, it's the only part of the show that ever happens. Pay no attention to the fact that I watch The Bachelorette, I drink daiquiris, and I also do yoga. Pay no attention to any of that, please.
Wait a minute. You do yoga?
Absolutely, I do yoga.
It's not hot yoga, is it?
Well, it's hot if I'm doing it.
Okay? Good night, everybody.
Yeah, it's there. It's there for you, okay? My worst sports injury, Lonzo, was I got kicked in the playmakers to such a degree that I vomited on the basketball court, all right? And this began, Lonzo, out of some...
Was this before or after puberty?
Well, I was 18 years old, so for me, that's before puberty, okay? So anyway, I made a great play. I'm still undefeated on the home basketball court, okay? Nobody could beat me on the home basketball court. And I made I rejected the hell out of this kid that I was playing in high school on my home basketball court, and I packed him. And you know when you pack him, it's not, you didn't reject the shot over the fence, you're packing him, the shot goes nowhere. So he jumps up, I pack his shot. When I pack his shot, he loses his balance in the air, and his feet fly up right between my legs, right? And needless to say, the twig and the giggleberries, well, the giggleberries weren't giggling too much when that happened. I keeled over into the garage, and I threw up everywhere, okay? And it was some of the worst pain that I've ever felt in my life. This guy, Mitch Haniger of the Mariners, there's like a video of he's out right now with a bruised testy satchel. No, he's out with a bruised testy right now. And I saw that on the bottom line on ESPN, and I'm like, dear God, like people are missing time with bruised testicles these days. It's brutal, man, brutal. But of all my sports injuries, Lonzo, and the list is long, I had an ingrown toenail. I had a hairline fracture of my big toe. But the one that bothered me the most was getting kicked in the playmakers. That was easily the most offensive, the most vile feeling I've ever had in my life playing sports. No doubt about it.
I also tore a hamstring. I had my foot broken in a football game, played the rest of the game. I don't think that means you're tough. I just think it means you're stupid. I mean, because there are times when you're really hurt, you need to take yourself out. You really do.
Yeah, maybe you're just easily broken. Maybe you're like a pretzel kind of.
I don't think that's what it is, but I am concerned about, did the guy make fun of you forever after you threw up? Because that would be hard to live down. I mean, the fact that you got hit so hard that you threw up.
If I guarantee you, had anyone gotten hit so hard as I did, they would have thrown up as well.
The only thing more embarrassing would be if you passed out.
Well, that was close. I was on the ground, Lonzo, in the garage. I fell into the garage, keeled over, and it wasn't a good look for me at all. So there, it was not avoidable either. There's nothing I can do.
So there were a bunch of kids gathered around you laughing.
All
afterwards.
Because I packed him. You know, I make a great play and I get punished for that? How is that fair?
Here's what it comes down to. Was it worth it?
No.
It wasn't worth
it? No. Are you kidding me? What would be worth that? Lonzo, if you offered me $100,000 to go through that again, I wouldn't accept it. 100 grand, okay? I wouldn't accept it. It was a level of pain that I wouldn't wish on my worst enemy.
Listen, let me tell you one more injury. All right, I was playing football in the backyard, going up against my best friend, who's still my best friend in Ohio, who was so much faster than me, and I was sticking him everywhere, playing on defense. I turned the wrong way and ripped the ligaments in my ankle. I would do it over again because I was able to beat him that one day. My entire life, athletically, I never could beat this guy. I beat him one day and end up with torn ligaments.
Oh, yeah? Well, when I was a kid, I ran face first into a picnic table playing baseball. And in certain lights, you can still see the scars under my eyes. I ran right into the point of a picnic table trying to avoid, you know, when you play in the backyard wiffle ball, you hit the ball, and then if the pitcher pegs you with the ball before you get to first base, you're out, right? You're running around the bases. You can't get pegged with the ball. And so I'm trying to dodge the ball that's getting thrown at me, and I face plant the picnic table, right? That was also another horrible
Since
sports
we're
one-upping
injury. Each other, I can one-up you in a way that you never can
Lonzo,
get better than me.
I think you have 10-upped me on these injuries
here. On this one, all right, there was a snow day. It was supposed to be wrestling for the city championships. There was a snow day. I was at my cousin's house. I was playing a game, and I dove to avoid something, hit the corner of an iron table, and it knocked all my teeth crooked again. I had braces for 5 years, and all the springs inside exploded.
Wait, you said crooked again?
Again,
Why
yes.
would they be crooked again?
Because I had braces for five. This tooth right here was pushed all the way back to the back. I went to the dentist. My orthodontist wasn't there, so he took wire cutters, the dentist that was there, because it was a snow day and they called someone in for an emergency, dipped wire cutters in alcohol to snip all the wires. Then a 350-pound, had to be at least, dental hygienist, the lady I've never seen, put her hands on my shoulder, and all I could think is, oh, my God, what is he going to do? He stuck his thumb in my mouth and pushed my tooth back into place without anesthesia. And the worst part about all that is I wrestled the next day.
Okay, well, Lonzo, it seems to me like you should be featured on 10,000 Ways to Die. Because
I didn't die, though.
Your injuries are, like, insane here.
I'm
tomorrow
just
on
tough,
the show,
man.
Tomorrow on the show, ladies and gentlemen, we'll have a tank run over Lonzo. And he'll tell us all about that experience from the hospital bed on Thursday's show.
What part of me is the tank running over?
I don't know, because like you.
If it's my head, I might be all right.
Your injuries span the gamut, man. I mean, they're intense and they're massive.
And I can still move, believe it or not, which is hard to believe.
My only fracture has been a hairline fracture of my big toe. My whole life, my only fracture. You know, so I don't know. I guess, and I played a lot of sports. You couldn't say I didn't play sports. I just didn't fracture any bones.
Well, you could say that I was just clumsy and just got hurt a lot, but that's not true.
Yeah, I think you got me beat on the injuries, though, Lonzo. I mean, you shredded every facial bone, every ligament in your body, and I've gotten kicked in the juju.
I died five times, got up, and played the rest of the game.
There you go. A check on the text line, 71307. Start your text with the word ESPN, and away you go. Braves for life, never switch up, says Irvin. A former Gainesville Brave, Avery Smoltz, Glavin Maddox, Justice Pendleton Jones, etc., Leo Mazzoni, is still living in the Greenville area. Great pitching coach for the Atlanta Braves in their heyday, still living in the Greenville area. And that dude, I've heard as an interview, that guy is an amazing interview. I can possibly get you an interview with Leo Mazzoni, says the texter. See, look, A host knows to utilize his audience to the best way possible. Sir, I would love an interview with Leo Mazzoni. Shoot me an email, Mark Ryan.
I don't know it's a sir.
Or madam. Mark Ryan, M-A-R-C Ryan, at ESPNUpstate.com. Mark Ryan at ESPNUpstate.com. I would be happy to set that up with you. Again, tomorrow on the show, Steve Kuyler, Basketball Insiders, will be live at the draft in New York City. He'll have the latest for us, all of the possible moves, trades, etc. Any talk about big moves in the NBA draft, that is coming up on tomorrow's show. And Thursday, he broke news for us about a month ago about his former student and his former player, the head coach of Zion Williamson at Spartanburg Day School, will be joining us from the NBA draft live on Thursday, also in New York City, as one of the Upstate's own, Zion Williamson goes number one to the New Orleans Pelicans. And, you know, like, there's always some drama surrounding the number one pick. You know, what were the Cardinals going to do in the NFL draft? Oh, my gosh, might they? We think they're going to take Kyler Murray. What if they don't take Kyler Murray? There is less than zero drama in the NBA right now about what the Pelicans are going to do number one. There is even no reason for the Pelicans to take any time on the clock on Thursday night. There, you shouldn't even see a clock appear on the screen. It should just say the pick is in as soon as they're placed on said clock. Because there is no talk, there is no discussion about the New Orleans Pelicans taking anyone but Zion Williamson, nor should there be any discussion. And there's really no discussion about what Memphis is going to do at number two. Folks, your state, the Palmetto State, is getting the first, is the home of the first and second best players in the NBA draft this year. Think about that for a minute. Zion Williamson, Ja Morant, South Carolina's own, the Palmetto State is owning the NBA draft on Thursday night. And I, for one, think that is fantastic. I really, really do.
I need to apologize to you. I just looked it up. There is actually milk in Cheetos.
Dude, of course. They're cheese. C-H-E-E.
Yeah, if you could say it's cheese. Well,
I didn't need you to look that up. I already knew that.
Listen, I wanted to make sure that people knew that you were right and I was wrong. It doesn't happen very often.
Only twice an hour, folks. Coming up next, will the U.S. men ever win a World Cup in our lifetime? That is next, and it requires your input and your opinion right here on Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Folks, I hope it would be the number one most amazing thing in my life, sports-wise, okay? Like, if you had your sports wish list, what would be number one? Would it be that South Carolina wins the national championship in football? We asked South Carolina fans what your billboard would say, and we had a South Carolina fan call in national champions in sports nobody watches. Would your number one wish list be winning the national championship in college football for the South Carolina Gamecocks? Would your number one item on your wish list be the Braves winning another World Series, the Panthers or the Falcons winning a Super Bowl? What would be your number one on your all-time wish list? All right, I'll show you mine if you show me yours, and I'm going to tell you mine right now. There would be nothing for me, okay? And yes, I'm a bit of a footie, but there would be nothing for me that could compete with this. This would be my number one with no close second. Not Florida winning the national championship in football. Already have three of those. Not Florida winning the national championship in basketball. Already have two of those. Yes, I'm spoiled. You know, not the Buccaneers or the Texans winning the Super Bowl. Not the Yankees winning the World Series. This, to me, would be far and away number one. Team USA, the men, because I've seen the women do it, the men winning the World Cup. So the problem is that I no longer believe that we will win, and we are in a real drought at the men's team right now at the national level. My question to you guys is simply this: why is our national team, in your opinion, not where it should be? And will we win a World Cup in our lifetime? Okay, will our men's team win a World Cup in our lifetime? At 1-844-477-3776, 1-844-GSP-ESPN. The text line is there for you at 71307. Start your text with the word ESPN and away you go. Twitter, where our policy is, if you're following us, we'll get to your tweets on the air, at Mark Ryan on air, Mark with a C, Ryan on air, at Lonzo on word, at ESPN Upstate. Will the United States men's team win a World Cup in our lifetime? So, you know, if I'm asking you this particular question, that I've done a lot of research on it, okay? And I happen to have had a conversation today for this very topic on the system director at the IMG Academy in Bradenton, Florida. His name is Matt Baer. Okay, and let me tell you about what the IMG Academy is in Bradenton, Florida. They are the home for our under 17 years old national team. They also are the training center of our men's national team and our women's national team. They go there, they train. It's called the IMG Academy, and it's in Bradenton, Florida. And because my family lives in Florida, because I hosted in Florida, I know this guy, and I've had him on my show in the past, and I called him, and I spoke to him today, and we spoke for a good 30, 45 minutes. Then I was asking him all that's wrong with our soccer system in this country. I said, will we win a World Cup in our lifetime? And folks, what he said to me made me really sad. And this guy's as plugged in as anybody is in this business. He said, we're not going anywhere without a lot of changes. Here are the problems coming straight from the director of the IMG Academy in Bradenton, Florida, that trains the U.S. men's national team, that trains the U.S. women's national team, that is the home. It's where all the under 17 national team players live and go to school and play, right? So he said, we don't have a true hierarchy of scouts here. There's no hierarchy of scouts. The scouts are just spread all over the place. There's no organized system of scouts. And what that causes is that way too many talented players slip through the cracks. He said that in England, if you're a good soccer player, Manchester United finds you at the age of six. They locate you at the age of six, and they put you in their academies for school and training and so on and so forth, and they foot the bill. Here in the States, that academy doesn't exist. You have to join a traveling team, and you have to pay $1,500 to join a competitive traveling team. So if you want to be great, your family's got to foot a large bill, and not every team can afford that. In Europe, they find you, and they give you the training at no cost to you. He said there's also no coaching education system here. He said our coaching system sucks. In order to learn how to be a coach, you have to take a course that you have to pay $2,000 for. There's no organized body of coaching. It's not under U.S. It's not under the umbrella of U.S. soccer, right? He said the same fee in Iceland. Iceland just made the Final Four of The European Championships cost $100. So you pay $100, you get to learn how to be a soccer coach in Iceland. The same fee here is true $2,000. There's so many more reasons why our soccer, men's soccer, is falling by the wayside here. But before we get to that, I'd like to get to one call. Steve joins us up next. Steve, thanks so much for the call, bud. You're offsides. Go ahead.
I am a lifelong Clemson Tiger fan, an Atlanta Brave fan, and they both have won championships. I'd like to see the Clemson Tigers keep on rolling, but I need for my Carolina Panthers to win the Lombardi Trophy.
So that would be your number one. That would be your number one, Steve. Your number one wish in all of sports.
In all of sports, my number one. It broke my heart 4 years ago to see them drop it to the Broncos. I mean, I had the biggest Super Bowl party in the upstate, it seemed like, and it broke my heart. Halftime, I knew we were done. But my Tigers are doing it. The Braves are doing it. They've done it in the past. And I just want my Panthers to, you know, in 03, we lost it to the Patriots. You know, we lost it to the Broncos. We blew it. And I just want
Steve,
to see them get over that hump.
I think they're going to be a top three team in the NFC this year. I think they're going to be a top three team. I think they're going to be so much better than people expect. So let me ask you our question for this segment, Steve. Will the U.S. win a World Cup in our lifetime on the men's side? Yes or no?
No.
Why?
There's just too much competition out there. These other teams have been, they've been playing it longer than we have.
Steve, and Steve, thanks so much for the phone call, buddy. Do really appreciate it. A check on the text line. Somebody else's number one wish would be that the Tennessee Titans win the Super Bowl first before the U.S. winning the World Cup. So it sounds like the Titans are one. U.S. winning the World Cup would be number two for him. Lonzo, can we safely say that the U.S. winning the World Cup would be your number one sports wish?
Yeah, you go ahead and say that. But I don't think so. I don't think so.
Okay.
Listen, I agree with the last caller. I'm a Chiefs fan and a Panthers fan. The Chiefs have won the Super Bowl before. I've watched the Panthers make it there twice and not get it done, not even really compete in the last one. I'd like to see them win. You just want to see that first, you know? And that will be the first time that they have won the Super Bowl. I want to see that happen.
My number one would be the U.S. men winning the World Cup. That would be my number one dream scenario that would cause the most happiness within me. All right. It would be a dream if that happened. But after speaking with the former program manager at IMG Academy that houses and trains the U.S. men's and women's national teams that shared with me all the problems, I'm asking you guys these questions. Why is our national team not where it should be today, and will we win the World Cup at any point in our lifetime? You know, Richard Jefferson, former NBA player, former teammate of LeBron James, Lonzo's man crush, said on Twitter the other day that the U.S. men's team, the U.S. women's team is the New England Patriots, and the U.S. men's team is the New York Jets. That's an analogy we all can relate to. That's an analogy we all can understand, right? Sticking with the college football analogy, our U.S. women's team is Clemson. Our U.S. men's team is BYU. Every once in a while, BYU can rise up and beat a good team, but it's not every day, and it's certainly not predictable, right? So I shared with you some of the issues. We have no true hierarchy of scouts in our system. Too many players slip through the cracks. Manchester United in England, they find you at the age of six. Here in the States, you have to join a traveling team for $1,500. In Europe, they find you and give you the training. There's no education system for our coaching here. Our coaching sucks. These are direct words from the former program manager there. Here to be a coach, you've got to pay a $2,000 fee for courses. Elsewhere, it's either free or less than $200 to do so. He said it's a big problem that there's no promotion relegation system here. You know what that is, Lonzo? Promotion relegation system. You know what that means?
When they get better, they get moved to a better team?
No. Promotion relegation means in England and in some other leagues, if you finish as one of the three worst teams in the league, you get demoted to the minor league. And then the three best teams in the minor league get promoted to the big league. So to use an analogy here in the States, imagine the three best AAA teams getting promoted to the majors and the three worst major league teams getting demoted to the minors. And the theory is that if Major League Soccer, our professional league teams, were demoted for being bad, they would be motivated to invest in a youth system that would help develop players. They wouldn't want to lose out on those profits. We lack a system to identify young players. We have no standardized soccer identity. So, you know, like each, you know, teams in college football, the Oregon Ducks with Chip Kelly, they were the fast break team, right? The greatest show on turf was the LA Rams. Well, Belgium is the greatest show on turf in soccer. They play at a breakneck pace. That is their identity, right? These other countries have identities. We have no identity. And we have no identity because there's no standardized or organized coaching system. These kids growing up through the ranks, they play in 30 different systems with 30 different coaches. Whereas in every country, every other country, the best countries in the world, you play learning how to play their style of football. You learn how to play in their identity. Belgium knows who they are. We don't, because each coach has a different style of coaching. And then we are in the middle right now of a lost generation of soccer players. Check this out. Players born in each decade that made it to the national team, okay? In the 1970s, 31 players born in the 1970s played for our national team, okay? In the 1980s, 55 players born in the 1980s played for our men's national team. In the 1990s, 19 players born in the 1990s have played for the national team, and no one born since 1994, 25 years old or younger, has played for the national team yet. Nobody. We had no one since 1994 playing on the national team until Christian Pulisic came up, who's our wunderkind soccer kid, who's now 20 years old and now plays for Chelsea. Now, that's the bad news. The good news is that there's a ton of kids born in the 2000s that look to be great. A ton of them. We're suddenly producing a ton of elite talent. But there was a lost decade there for us in the 1990s, which ultimately resulted in us losing to Trinidad and freaking Tobago to make a spot in the World Cup. We beat Trinidad and Tobago, we make the World Cup. We lost to Trinidad and Tobago, we failed to make the World Cup. In large part because we had a decade with almost no players making it up to the national team. It's really odd. Again, in the 1970s, 31 players born in the 70s made it to the national team. 55 players born in the 80s made it to the national team. 19 players in the 90s made it to the national team. Let's get to Tyler, who's up next. Tyler, thanks so much for the call, bud. You're offsides.
Of course. Nice to speak with you, Mark. It's the first time I've called in for you.
Man, I really appreciate it, Tyler. What do you think of the show?
I think it's amazing. I love it. I listen to Sturgey when I get off work. I just happened to get off work a little early, so I had to call in and participate a little bit.
I really appreciate it, man. Thank you. Go ahead.
U.S. men's national team winning is probably like 30th on my list somewhere down there. But
thanks a lot, Tyler. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it, man.
Hey, you're keeping it an interesting topic, though. You see I called in, right?
Yeah, I got you. So what are we doing wrong here, man?
I think I'm younger, so I'm 26, and I think what I see with some of the younger guys, I was involved with high school sports, and I still coach a little bit. What I see with some of these younger guys, I just don't think it's as sexy of a sport to the young guys. You know, the glamorous sports are your football and then basketball, and even, you know, baseball is clinging on still a little bit. I just don't think soccer's – I think it's getting sexier, you know, but it's still not there. And I think it may happen in our lifetime. I don't want to say it's not going to happen in our lifetime.
So we've advanced past the Roseanne Barr level of sexiness, but we're not yet at the Angelina Jolie level of sexiness.
Yeah. We still got to get some acne off our face,
or Kate Upton. We're not yet there. So Tyler, here's what I don't get, and here's what I'll ask you. We're a nation of immigrants, right? So we're from all these other countries. My ancestry is from Italy. Where are you from originally? Your family?
From here, from the
I mean,
from the homeland.
But nobody's from here. So your ancestry, where are they from?
You know, my mother likes to try to say that we were Indian, but she's about the palest person you ever meet. So let's just go with Ireland.
Ireland. Okay. Yep. So the reality is we all immigrated here from somewhere else at some point in our history, right? And in all of those other places, soccer's the most popular sport.
Oh, yeah.
So since we are a product of all these other nations, why does it not have the same popularity here? I don't get it.
I don't get it either. I think, I think it just it gets down to the point of the, you know, I think another thing, too, here in America is, you know, we like brutal sports. You know, you see like MMA is making such a rise. Football has always had the attention. Boxing was such a, you know, patent, you know, it's losing its glamour now. But I think another thing, too, is like America kind of has that old Roman, you know, feel of like, you know, we just like the gladiator sports. It's hard to explain.
Tyler, man, really appreciate your first time call. Don't be a stranger. All right.
Of course. You're the man. We appreciate you.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it. Tyler, what do you think, Lonzo? You like his points? Makes a lot of good points?
I think he made great points, especially about the gladiator part. I mean, because that's true. I mean, soccer just doesn't do it. It doesn't.
But we are them. That's what I want you to realize. We are from these other countries.
But we
are soccer.
We are not. I know you. I mean, we are, how many generations away from that? I'm sorry. I mean, it's a good try. But it's not.
But here's my point. In a nation of 350 million people, we should be able to have 22 players that are great.
We didn't invent the sports. We don't care about the sport. That's really what it comes down to.
That's an old school feeling, and I don't think that's accurate anymore. I think a lot of people do care. As you said, it's getting sexier. It's not quite Kate Upton, but it's kind of like the B-level actress. We're kind of moving up. You've heard it. I think we're BYU in men's soccer. Our women's soccer team is Clemson. Our men's soccer team is BYU. I'd like our men's soccer team to be Clemson. A check on the text line. Number one for me, wish list, would be the Gamecock equestrian team to win another national championship. And that is the only person in the upstate saying that. That was probably the coach of the equestrian team. All right. Up next on the show, ladies and gentlemen, I have a major wedding issue coming up that I desperately need your help on. Okay. And I don't know what to do. And it's driving me batty, and I'm going to share it with you next, and I need your help, and I need your advice. Thank you so much in advance for your help.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, so I need your help, all right? Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Great to be with you guys. Super Tuesday edition of the show, episode number 99. Tomorrow we're going to have episode 100. Are there any moments that you can remember from the show? If you can remember when they were, we'll try to bring them back for you for episode 100 tomorrow. It'll be okay, Lonzo. It'll be okay. I promise you, it'll be all right. Lonzo's shaking his head, thinking to himself, yeah, and you know who's going to be the one trying to find that stuff, right?
I don't have a problem finding them if you can pinpoint date and time.
If you have a moment that you really like of the show to commemorate show number 100 tomorrow, listen, we celebrate milestones around here. It's a good deal. So, anyway, I got a close buddy from high school, and he also went to the University of Florida with me. Went to same high school, went to my college, etc. He sent me an invite to his wedding, and normally, if you know, like, I think you have an out if you have to work and you don't live by where the wedding is going to be taking place. But number one, he's a close friend of mine. And number two, he's getting married in Asheville, North Carolina. Okay? So the wedding is a week from Friday, June 28th at 4 p.m. Here is my big dilemma. Okay, now you guys are going to have to humor me. You can make a similar comparison for something that you would really care about, okay? Because of a flaw in the way that the Women's World Cup is set up with the seedings, all right, the U.S., the number one team in the world, will be playing France, the number two team in the world, and the host nation at the exact time that I will be at his wedding. And it's driving me insane. And what is really something about this is that, like, I've been talking to my date for the wedding about this, and I'm like, I don't know how I'm gonna do this. But like, this to me, you guys know, like, I've been really into the Women's World Cup. I'm really, really into it. My dad's emailing me about it every single day. I'm watching all the games. I've seen every country play in the Women's World Cup. And I realize that many of you are not as into it as I am. But humor me for a second, because this would be the equivalent of number one Clemson playing at number two Alabama for me, okay? Because it's the U.S. versus France, and France is the host nation, and it's the quarterfinal. And I'm really into the World Cup. And number one, who the hell gets married on a Friday? Okay. And number two, who the hell gets married at 4 p.m.? All right. So the game is going to kick off at 3 p.m. I'll probably be pulling into where the wedding is at that particular time, and I won't get to see any of it. And the irony of this is that the groom is as big of a footy fan as I am. So he probably can name more of the players on all the different teams than I am. And it just so happened that planning the wedding months ago, there's four different quarterfinals that are played on four separate days. Okay, four quarterfinals played on four separate days. And they picked the day and they picked the time that the U.S. are slated to be playing in the quarterfinal come Friday. I have no idea what I'm going to do. I have no earthly idea what I'm going to do. Lonzo, it's really getting me down.
Well, here's what you need to do. You need to root for the United States to lose.
Never.
And then you don't, then you don't have the problem. I mean, that solves the problem for you right there.
Never will that happen.
No longer a problem.
Never will that happen in a million years. The U.S. is going to beat Sweden on Thursday. That means the U.S. wins their group. Then the U.S. is going to play Spain in the round of 16, and the U.S. is going to beat them 2-3-0, okay? And then after that, the next game will be the quarterfinal, which will be a week from Friday. And I'm screwed. I'm absolutely screwed.
Watch it on your phone, man. You're going to be sitting in it. Is this in a church, the wedding?
Yeah.
The pews are pretty high.
Have you ever had a wedding date that would be cool with you doing that during the wedding? Oh, yeah! Oh, sorry about that.
Well, I've seen you... see, that's the problem. I've seen you celebrate in public places when something good has happened, like when Florida hits a winning shot, and you can't hide it.
No,
If you were just could quietly
I have no poker face generally in life.
Yeah, you would jump up and run around. It'd probably be right when someone was saying their vows or something. It would not be good. Just listen, DVR it. Stay off of social media. You'll have no idea who won. Go home or wherever you're going. Watch it then. It's no big deal.
I guarantee you, Lonzo.
You're addicted to your phone, though. You won't be able to stay off of it.
No, I guarantee you that somebody at the wedding or the reception after the wedding is going to let the cat out of the bag. And people are going to be upset. You're going to see people looking at their phones like this and going like, oh, man.
See, this seems far-fetched because I don't think there are that many soccer fans in one place.
I guarantee you.
No way.
I guarantee you, U.S. versus France, that's a big deal. If it was U.S. versus Cameroon, maybe I have a shot of not hearing anything until I get home. That used to be my strategy for soccer. I could just get away with it because it wasn't that popular. I wouldn't have to watch it. But I'm telling you, man, Women's World Cup against France, my friend's got a wedding at the exact same time, and it's driving me nuts, and I don't know what to do about it. And I'm going to ask him what to do about it, because he's a huge soccer fan as well. So anyway, whenever you schedule weddings, you're screwed. It just seems like fall weddings are horrible. And then so people don't schedule fall weddings, so you know, no one's missing college football. And now you schedule this wedding, and I miss the best game, number one versus number two in the whole World Cup. Drives me nuts.
I think the happiness of your friend should trump your fandom of soccer.
I guarantee you he's going to be thinking the same thing. I guarantee you he's thinking, what did I do? Oh, dear God, what did I do? All right, coming up next on the show, a study about what women like that'll be eye-opening to you. And we'll share that with you next, right here on Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
So this is great news for me, and I hope it's great news for you as well. A survey published by Planet Fitness shows 78% of women think a dad bod is sexy. Now, how is a dad bod defined? They say, and I love this because I am rocking the full dad bod in all of my regalia here today. The dad bod is a little bit thicker, a little bit of a paunch, right? A little bit that could be greatly helped by doing the health there. There's no doubt about it. But in my state of overweightness, and as of this morning, ladies and gentlemen, I was 6 feet tall and 199 pounds, okay? They tell me that my most healthy weight would be about 179. So I'm about 20 pounds more than my healthiest weight right now. But there's no doubt about it. If you are to describe my body type in one word, you would say dad bod. And dad bods are now 65%. Okay, so 65% of women say that men with dad bods are sexy, which is up 10% in 2018. And it's because men with dad bods are said to be more comfortable, more confident, more comfortable with themselves. And that it's, you know, it's viewed as, they're viewed as being more relaxed, right? More relaxed, more confident in themselves, because you got to be confident to rock this pooch that I'm rolling around with. I like to say my belly was on time, but I was 15 minutes late everywhere I go. And so, Lonzo, you were showing me this earlier today. This made my day, man. The dad bod is sexier than the cheese grater abs, okay? Than the chiseled cheese grater abs. Women of the upstate, is that right? Would you rather have chiseled abs, or would you rather have this cushion for the pushin'? Would you rather have someone whose belly is on time, but he's 15 minutes late? What would you rather have? Because I'm here to tell you that there is, that the dad bod is in full flow up in here today. And I'm honored to be rocking the dad bod on behalf of the 78% of women who feel as though the dad bod is sexy. Oh, yeah. Alonzo, you ever get that news that just makes your day? My day is made because I am hereby sexy to 78% of women. This is fantastic. The top three at three is coming your way next, only on the most interactive sports show in South Carolina. You're Offsides with Mark Ryan on ESPN Upstate.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.